Now some news from the world of sports, and there was a lot of NHL hockey played last night. We'll start with the Boston Bruins, who were playing the second of back-to-back games with overnight travel from Boston to Buffalo thrown into the mix. So it's no surprise the Bruins played with heavy legs and on skates that seemed dulled with fatigue. Luckily, their backup goaltender was perfectly sharp. Anton Khudobin stopped all 36 shots the Sabres sent his way and needed just one goal on a beautiful individual effort by rookie Jake DeBrusk to backstop a 3-0 win in Buffalo for Boston, good for the Bruins' seventh win in their past 10 games. Buffalo came out roaring in this one, pouring 17 shots on Khudobin in the first period alone. That's a total some teams on a bad night will put up for an entire game. Tuukka Rask had seen the lion's share of goalie duty over this impressive stretch of games for Boston, and it's a difficult job for any backup to come in cold on rare occasions when back-to-back games are on the docket and the starter needs a rest, and then to pitch a shutout. But that's why the understudy role for a goalie is still a critical one. And Khudobin has performed more than admirably so far this season. He's got an 8-2 record when he starts, and he's got a 2.45 goals against average, stats that were buoyed by his goose egg last night. The Bruins, to their credit, found their skating game as the contest wore on, picking up their play in the second period and getting that highlight reel goal from the speedy DeBrusk, his second goal in as many nights. On the game winner, he collected a pass from Charlie McAvoy in the neutral zone, then went wide at the blue line, skating right past the Buffalo defender who could not angle him into the boards. As he got near the faceoff circle, DeBrusk then pulled the puck behind his skate to avoid a stick check by the next defender and just released a laser of a wrist shot that Buffalo goalie Robin Lehner had no chance of stopping. It rang off the crossbar and dropped into the back of the net. Just a brilliant goal by a young player who seems to be getting better and better and more confident in his game, along with other young Bruins, Bear Cubs, I suppose we could call them, such as McAvoy, Anders Bjork, Danton Heinen, and Brandon Carlo, among others. DeBrusk's goal stood up all the way, and the 3-0 final came courtesy of two empty net goals by Tim Schaller and David Backes after Buffalo pulled their goalie, hoping for a late comeback that did not materialize. Khudobin, good as he was, also got some help when Tori Krug and Noel Acciari blocked shots that appeared heading into the net during scrambles when Khudobin was caught out of position, but a team effort is always necessary for a win. All good right now for the Bruins as they maintain their 5-point lead over Montreal for third place in the Atlantic Division, which represents a playoff spot. Now, the Canadiens, for their part, scored a big win last night on the first leg of a 3-game Western Canada road trip, getting into and winning a run-and-gun pond hockey game 7-5 against the Canucks in Vancouver. Nicholas Deslauriers scored 2 goals in a game for the first time in his career. Carey Price survived the onslaught of shots, making 34 saves to get the win in net. Deslauriers is not known for his goal scoring. He's part of Montreal's fourth line, which is used by coaches for grit and energy and physical play to rest the finesse players during games. And so any goal scoring from the fourth liners is gravy. And the Deslauriers combo with Daniel Carr and Byron Froese combined for 5 Montreal points last night. The Habs will be tested on this road trip, even though Vancouver, Calgary, and Edmonton are not powerhouse teams this year because their best defenseman, the Canadian Shea Weber, is out indefinitely with an injured foot. But the Habs definitely got off on the right foot last night, keeping the Bruins within their sights with that 7-5 victory. Now, the Bruins would love to have closed the gap between them and second-place Toronto in the Atlantic, both teams going into action last night with 4 points separating them, but the Carolina Hurricanes were no help at all in getting that item checked off Boston's Christmas wish list. They got absolutely shellacked by Toronto, an 8-1 loss to the Maple Leafs in Toronto. Mitch Marner and James Van Riemsdyk each scored a goal to go along with 3 assists in the laugher against Carolina, which in a better hockey universe than this one would give up playing hockey in the land of Southern barbecue and just move the franchise to where one should and once did exist, and that is Quebec City. You don't have to call them the Nordiques as they were once known, but it really is time for the NHL to do better by its hardcore Canadian fan base and bring a franchise back to Quebec, please. The Leafs, meanwhile, will play the second of back-to-back games in Columbus, Ohio tonight, so the Blue Jackets may be able to help the Bruins out. We'll see about that.